Maine Real Estate Headlines. Maine Public Records Online Directory, now available for property research. The Maine Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in ME can streamline due diligence, title research, and property verification using this consolidated public records resource. Bookmark htitlepublicrecords.nenline.com/state/ME for quick access to Maine public records during transactions. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches ME Municipal Property Database Portal. Vision Government Solutions provides an online database where users can click on their municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals in ME can access municipal-level property data to support valuation, due diligence, and client advisory work. Browse your municipality's records at chichinac.vgsi.com/maineonline-database/. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Building permits in ME, what agents need to know about land development rules. A guide covering the paperwork, soil tests, and permits required for building on vacant land or lots in Maine. Real estate professionals in ME need this knowledge to advise land buyers and avoid deal-killing surprises during due diligence. Bookmark this FAQ to share with clients purchasing undeveloped acreage. /moorsrealty.com/getting-a-building-permit for your Maine-lash-or-lotch. Maine Real Estate Headlines. What Maine Sellers Pay in Realtor Commission, 2026 Update. A new report details what homeowners can expect to pay in real estate commission when selling a home in Maine and strategies for reducing those costs. Understanding commission benchmarks helps Maine real estate professionals better serve seller clients and remain competitive in pricing conversations. Review the full commission breakdown at dietdown.realestatewitch.com/average-realestate-commission-maine/. Maine Real Estate Headlines. Commission fee changes show minimal impact on Maine real estate market, agents report. A shift in how commission fees are calculated has had little impact in Maine so far, according to most agents. Real estate professionals in ME can stay informed about industry-wide commission changes without immediate concern for local market disruption. Read the full analysis at /themainemonitor.org/realestate-commission-changes/. Maine Real Estate Updates. Ellsworth Permit Requirements. What ME Real Estate Pros Need to Know. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures close to water. Real estate professionals in ME need clarity on Ellsworth's permit landscape to guide clients through compliant development and transactions. Review permit types and requirements at the source URL before your next Ellsworth deal. Maine Real Estate Updates. ME commission rates drop to 3% post-NAR settlement. What pros need to know. Maine real estate commissions have dropped to 3% following the NR settlement, with sellers no longer required to cover the buyer's agent fee, making it fully negotiable. ME agents must adapt their fee structures and client conversations as buyer-side compensation shifts from automatic seller obligation to direct negotiation. Review your buyer representation agreements and commission strategies at hwe.dehozio.com/blogs/realestate-commissions-in-maine/. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most ME jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.